At the very end of the Web Summit, after as everybody clears up and gets ready to go, I meet an artist, a painter, a man who has an exhibition coming up in London. And he's also told me that he is a serial entrepreneur. It's a pleasure to meet you. It's lovely. It's a great to end this event on an artistic note.
It's a pleasure to meet you too, yeah.
Tell the people who you are, please.
I'm Hercules Fisherman. I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I'm setting up various projects in London as well. We've got putting together an incubator space and a hub with training facilities and that.
In the centre of London?
In London, Oxford Circus.
Oh, right. Right at the heart of London.
Yeah, it's quite, because everyone says it's unusual to have that. Why is it not? But I've always been around Soho as an artistic person. I used to drink in Soho.
Old Compton Street?
French House and those places. I'm exhibiting on the 6th of November in a place called Union Club.
The Union Club?
Union Club.
Number
50 Greek Street.
Oh, it's on Greek Street?
Yeah. It's quite an old, you know, like, they've got, you know, they've been there for years. It's one of the...
How long will the exhibition run?
It's about 2-3 months, probably.
Oh, you know, that's good.
Yeah, it's
that's
going to be a while. But because it's actually in the club, so it's not necessarily open to what people can book.
Can I go and see it?
Yeah, you can just go and say Hercules.
At least now that it's on for a few months, there's a chance I'll get to London to see it.
It should be on a couple of months.
Oh, great.
But if you can make it to the opening, it's fine.
I'll get the date off you in a minute and see, you know. But look, you've shown me your sketchbook, right?
Yeah.
You have been, what, the official...
Unofficial.
Unofficial, like I'm the... unofficial audio guy, and you're the unofficial...
Artist in residence. Unofficial painter.
Will you actually turn the sketches into paintings?
Well, I might do some of them. I mean, I thought to kind of do a... You know, it's like my recording of the event, of the portrait of people. I think it's a different medium. I mean, I also take pictures, and I tweet about things. And,
do you? You're on Twitter too?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Yeah.
What's your name on Twitter?
At Herx.
At what?
It's Herx. H-E-R-X.
H-E-R-X, right. You gave me your card.
Yeah,
it's on
my
card.
That's wonderful. It's very easy.
But you told me also that you used to live in Dublin.
Yes, I used to. I worked with one of the startup ISPs in Dublin, one of the before startups had a meaning, like nearly 17 years ago. It was called Internet Ireland. They had internet cafes and...
In the days,
Barry Breslin and Barry.
Only by reputation.
Michael Lynch is really. He's also working.
Somebody else has arrived. We're live on Audible.
Jonathan Agnes.
How do you do? Pardon?
He's from Foodity, which is the company they're exhibiting.
Twitter tea. I'm tired. Foodity. Great. Were you one of the sparks of genius?
We weren't, no.
Were you one of the startups?
We were one of the startups.
Yeah, they were invited. Foodity was invited to come down.
And you know each other? You.
Well,
he's an investor and also a co-founder.
Yeah, so. I'm a co-founder.
Have you had a good time? Oh, great.
Yeah.
I will have to find out about Foodity. Is it an Irish company or a UK company?
No, it's a London company.
London company?
Yeah.
I lived 18 years in London, right? I used to work on the buses in London at one stage, you know, so I know my way around in that way. But I'm just to finish the question about the painting and the art and whatever. You lived in Dublin. But do you also write by any chance? Are you also a writer?
I used to be editing an art magazine. I published my own art magazine ages ago. So I've got I've got a bit of editing background.
Some people might know the name of it, would they?
Well, I had a periodical called Our Wonderful Culture and a magazine called Lovely Jubbly. It was available at Tate Gallery and some of the
a proper one. Like,
yeah, it was like, but it was like never made much money because it's like we're selling it too cheap. And instead of selling it for £200 a piece, we're selling it like £2.50. which you couldn't get.
The trouble is, it's not sustainable. That's the bloody problem.
You learn that, you know.
It's a great thing, and it's not sustainable. That's the trouble. God,
because you only have a very limited audience. Because not, you know, obviously you can't. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
But you love doing it. I can sense.
I had a great time, and there were a lot of artists involved. Poets, writers, and a lot of people.
Are there back issues available in your own private office? Of course, it's in the British Museum, isn't it?
It's a long time ago, and, you know, so we're talking about 80s.
Well, I remember the 80s very well. You know, I mean, there are things I did in the 80s that I still use today. It's like,
I'm showing my age here.
Look, I'm a lot older than you. Don't be doing the age trick now. Don't be doing the age trick. So, look, what's it been like to be back in Dublin?
No, it's great. I mean, I've met quite a lot of friends of mine from the old days, and it's fantastic.
Well, look, I'll either meet you in London, right?
Yeah.
Or we'll meet here, or we'll meet somewhere else, I'll take your photo. Audio Boo is a London company. The CEO is Mark Rock. He has 12 people. If you walk over Tower Bridge, on the right-hand side, you can see them. He's a very, very nice man. He set up Audio Boo as a company because his mother died without him having any recording of her voice.
That's amazing. Yeah,
it's and on the back of that complete, you know, wish, he's built this great, great, small company, Audio Boo, which I love, and I've been you've been drawing. I've done about 50 audio chats like this, you know. By complete accident, right? We met by accident. Yeah. It's been, I got to talk to Robert Scoble this morning by accident. Wow. I got to talk to Mushy Munster by accident. It was just like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I got to talk to Foodity. The very last look. Just as a way of finishing my last Audio Boo with a business here, right? I'll probably go to a pub or somewhere and do more later on. Okay. I'm dying for a drink. Tell us about Foodity.
Okay, Foodity is an e-commerce toolkit for recipe publishers. We basically connect anyone that publishes recipes online in print or broadcasts them to the online grocery retailers. So you'll see a button or a call to action in any recipe, and it triggers the addition of those ingredients to your shopping basket at Tesco.com or Sainsbury's.com or stuff like that.
A friend of mine in Cork, Margaret Smith, is just in the process of publishing a cookery book. Now, to be truthful, I do not know whether it's going online or whether it's a hardcover book or whatever, but I will tell her about Foodity because, you know, that sounds like... I once edited a recipe book myself, but that's another story, and that's before digital was even invented. but that's wonderful.
Yeah, please
concept.
Tell her about
Look,
us.
What's your name again?
Jonathan Agnes from Foodity.
Are you on Twitter, Jonathan, or is Foodity on Twitter?
We both are, so at Foodity is Foodity's handle, and mine is at JOHNAGN_ES.
Okay, I will get that off the audio, and I'll write down... And I'll connect with you on LinkedIn or something.
Please, that'd be great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
It's very good.
Good chatting to you.
I need you two guys in the photograph. Did I take the photograph already?